This is the city. Lovell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Monday as we have items sent to us via the Lovell Chronicle, the January 7th, 2021 edition, covering the Lovell Police Department for the week of December 28th through January 3rd. On December 28th, a man received multiple bites from a loose white dog in the Western Sugar parking lot. The man was transported to North Bighorn Hospital.
Wow.
Officers determined a description of the dog, but are yet unable to identify it. The case remains under investigation. So, just a wild, crazy white dog.
Well, and, you know, we hear reports of dog bites, but they usually don't require trips to the hospital. They must have really got them.
Yeah, and doesn't say exactly. You know, if I see a dog coming to me, it's like I'll turn around and go back to my truck. You know, get out of there. So usually the dogs, they're friendly in the area. They'll run up if you see their tail wagging and stuff, but don't pet a loose dog, okay?
It's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. Also, officers received a call from a business owner on East 8th Street who stated that someone had siphoned gasoline out of his car in a case of theft. Officers were unable to inspect the car to verify his claims, nor the cases of siphoned gas are known. So, who's siphoning gas, Russ? I mean, is that a big crime? No? I'm in the gas siphoning business. I'm going to make me a lot of money.
Some guy in the parking lot. Psst, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Black market gas.
Yeah, you need some gas. But, I mean, it's not like it's, you know, $4 a gallon. You know, that's when you start looking at locking gas caps and stuff. But if you're in an area that you're worried about, you park your vehicle in a dark part of Lovell, then maybe get one of the locking gas caps. Yeah. Maybe. So, also, on December 30th, a man called officers to report a lost handgun. The serial number was entered into a database for missing and stolen guns. Officers could not determine the firearm was stolen. Guy just maybe could have misplaced. It might have been his kitchen gun, maybe his truck gun. Not sure. So
his Outback the shed gun.
Yeah, maybe the shed gun. Could have been the shed gun. So
as long as it's not the baby's gun.
Yeah, don't take it from the baby. But they couldn't determine if it was actually stolen or not, or maybe he didn't have it to begin with, or maybe he had lost it. So police report headline, man attacked by unknown dog. I think that would have been on the front page.
Yeah,
look out. Let's go over to the county and find out what the Bighorn Sheriff's Department was up to. On December 29th, deputies responded to a work site in Cowley where two residents of South Bighorn County got into an argument, resulting in one of the individuals threatening to damage the other's equipment. Deputies separated the party. I'm going to go kick your tractor.
When Southsiders battle the North.
Yeah, and this was the south side of the county. Yeah, so, and they're up there in Cali, Russ, doing some work. And one of them threatened to kick the other guys in the backhoe.
Oh! That's a tender area.
On December 31st, deputies responded to Highway 14A West near Byron after an anonymous caller reported that livestock were being abused on the property. Upon inspecting the scene, deputies found water and haystacks clearly accessible to the livestock and dismissed the call. So a neighbor ratting out the other neighbor, one neighbor already had water and hay out. So, what else do they need? They need, like, a mattress, you know? On January 1st, two back tires of a vehicle were reported as being slashed on North 3rd East Street in Cowley. The incident under investigation. What were you doing on New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then show up back to your vehicle. Oh, no. So on January 2nd, search and rescue was dispatched to John Blue Canyon Road In response to a four-wheeler accident involving a single individual, the individual was quickly brought to an ambulance by team members, later flown to Billings.
Wow. But
always good to ride with somebody else.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. So, also, the Lovell Fire Department and the Devers-Franey Fire Department responded to Lane 9.5 to the report of multiple barns on fire.
Ah!
The fire, which originated from a wood-burning stove before spreading to two other structures, was called in at 9:19 a.m. Firefighters contained the fire and left the scene at 11:45 a.m. Between 45 and 50 goats were lost in the fire, according to Assistant Chief of the Lovell Fire Department, Bob Mangus. That would really have ticked off my daughter. She's a goat lover.
Is she?
Yeah. Well, for Christmas, she wanted a goat. And neither myself or her mom would go out and get her one. But her mom at least arranged for her to go out to a friend who had a baby goat.
Oh,
so she got to go out there and get her picture taken with this baby goat. So,
sorry, kid. No goat. Here's a pony instead.
Yeah.
Well,
what a pony. So, but, yeah, she would not be happy with goats dying in a fire.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. On January 4th, the Lovell Fire Department responded to a trailer fire on Road 10. The fire originated after a resident attempted to barbecue for lunch, resulting in the surrounding straw bales catching fire. There was no injuries caused by the fire. Firefighters responded to the fire at 2:35 p.m., quickly contained the fire, and left the scene at 3:20 after he decided to barbecue for lunch.
Barbecued hay.
Tasty. probably didn't follow a lot of safety procedures during this barbecue, I'm guessing.
And he's got the lighter fluid going everywhere.
Yeah, he
strikes a match. Ah! Wonder if he was drinking for lunch as well.
Sheriff Port headline, up to 50 goats lost in a barn fire.
Oh.
So that's again front page stuff.
You would think.
Yeah. Let's go over to Powell and find out what happened from over the weekend. They include a theft, North Hamilton, theft from a residence, case under investigation. Property found, North Clark, a pair of black winter gloves were left in the lobby at Law Enforcement Center. Placed in, lost and found, disposition, dispatch handled. So who else is going to handle that? So dispatch, they're right there. It was left on their desk.
Yeah.
So theft, North Clark, reported theft from a residence, case under investigation. Sounds like we need to start locking up.
I never stopped.
Yeah, well, it might be a good idea, so... Fraud-related, East Adams received report of a Social Security number fraud case under investigation, disposition, see report. Just because it's after Christmas, that doesn't mean the fraudsters are done.
Oh, no.
No. So, animal bite, North Day, received report of a person being bitten by a dog. An officer responded, case under investigation. Dogs are starting to start being bitey again. So maybe watch out for them. So
didn't get what they wanted for Christmas.
No. Yeah. Let's see. Animal stray. Traffic stop. Speeding in the school zone on Friday. People getting out and going. This occurring at 12:08. Then another one at 12:20. So right there where the cops were there. So. Then suspicious activity on South Douglas, received report of a vehicle driving around the school multiple times. Two would be multiple. An officer made contact with the driver. He was at the school to pick up his granddaughter. Disposition completed. Just a little friendly tasering there. So
we only set the taser to 50%.
Yeah. Person lost, East 2nd, received report of a missing 5-year-old child. Ah, it's missing. Child was found in the residence. Disposition, assistance given. Usually happens.
Asleep under a couch or something.
Sometimes they find a closet somewhere. Yeah, or behind the couch sometimes. Those stupid kids. What are you going to do? So, anyway, let's see. Traffic stop. brake light out. Ready report on South Edmonds. Received report of an intoxicated female walking down the street, then getting into a car. Officers made contact with the female, and she decided to go back inside. Disposition completed. This at 2:06 a.m. So she was out walking, got into a car. I better go back in after the cops banged on the window. What are you going to do? So, at least she didn't start the car. So that usually means you're going to Coney.
Yeah, and they will not stop at Maverick for the burrito on the way.
No, they tend to discourage that. So,
well, I wonder what she wanted when she was after at 2:06.
Yeah.
If that burrito at Maverick was calling her name.
Could be. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Doing Center, where Tim's not missing. He is at Aldridge's. So, anyway, appreciate the Powell Police and the Lovell Chronicle for today's Police Blotter report.